Well, this morning, I want to take just a little bit of time to speak with you about a subject that we desperately need in this world today, and that is peace. Peace. And the name of the title of the message this morning is Living in Peace. Living in Peace. God created all things for a purpose and for His plan. But everything that we see in all of creation speaks to something, and that is that there, when everything works in perfect harmony and perfect unity, there is order. And order brings about peace. In the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 18, it says, "Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone." Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. What are some of the things that steal our peace? What are some of the things in life that steal our peace? Can anyone here just tell me some? Stress? You said traffic? Is that what I understood? Oh, once in your way. That steals your peace. Okay, very good. That's deep. Okay. You know, anxiety, stress, fear, worry. You know, the different things in life that kind of come in and just start agitating us. Something that is out of the realm of the norm of what we think should be or what we are accustomed to. It just kind of upsets the apple cart, if you will. It kind of rocks the boat. There's this sense of things are not as they should be, and therefore in this moment, because everything isn't the way that I believe that it should be or that I feel that it should be, I'm beginning to worry. I'm beginning to have fear creep into my life. I'm beginning to have these feelings of stress and anxiety, and I do not have peace. I do not have peace. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, in the King James Version, it says, I believe it's on the screen there, it says, "Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord." Could it be that peace and holiness are synonymous? Could that be the case? The word holiness means to be complete, to be set apart, to be sanctified, to be whole. And so when things are in perfect order, when they are whole and complete, there is peace. There is peace. Let's look at the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 31 through chapter 2, verse 3. This is the King James Version. It says, "And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good." Everybody say, "Very good." "And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended His work which He had made, and He rested." Say, rested. "On the seventh day from all His work which He had made. And God blessed the seventh day," and say, "sanctified." "Sanctified it, because that in it He had rested from all His work which God created and made." As we said, holiness is this state of completion. It's a state of perfect harmony and unity. When God looked at the earth and all of His creation, He said, "It is very good." He was saying, "It is whole, it is complete, it is perfect in unity and in harmony." When you think of what God does every single day, how creation functions perfectly, and there are so many things that were set in perfect place that you have to know that everything works balanced off of each other. We're going to look at a few things here in just a minute. But God looked at all of creation and said it was very good. It was perfect. It was whole. It was complete. I'm going to read an excerpt here from an author. His name was Brennan Manning. And he offered many books. One of them I'm going to quote from is The Ragamuffin Gospel. And he writes the following regarding the fine-tuned universe. I don't know if any of you are familiar with this, but he said this: the slant of the earth, for example, tilted at an angle at 23 degrees, produces our seasons. Scientists tell us that if the earth had not been tilted exactly as it is, vapor from the ocean would move both north and south, piling up continents of ice. If the moon were only 50,000 miles away from earth instead of 200,000 miles, the tides might be so enormous that all continents would be submerged into water. Even the mountains would be eroded. If the crust of the earth, think about this, if the crust of the earth had been only 10 feet thicker, there would be no oxygen, and without it, all animal life would die. Had the oceans been a few feet deeper, carbon dioxide and oxygen would have absorbed, and no vegetable life would exist. The earth's weight has been estimated at 6 sextillion tons, that is 6 with 21 zeros. Yet it is perfectly balanced and turns easily on its axis. It revolves daily at the rate of more than 1,000 miles per hour, or 20,000 miles each day. This adds up to 9 million miles a year. Considering the tremendous weight of 6 sextillion tons, rolling at that fantastic speed around an invisible axis, held in place by unseen bands of gravitation, the words of Job in the 26th chapter and 7th verse take on an unparalleled significance. He poised the earth on nothingness. John O'Keefe, an astronomer at NASA, says, "We are, by astronomical standards, a pampered, cosseted, cherished group of creatures. If the universe had not been made with the most exacting precision, we could never have come into existence. It is my view that these circumstances indicate the universe was created for man to live in." Vera, and I'm trying to think of how to say her last name, Kistiakowsky, of MIT, she's an MIT physicist, says, "The exquisite order displayed by our scientific understanding of the physical world calls for the divine." George Ellis, a British astrophysicist, says, "Amazing fine-tuning occurs in the laws that make this complexity possible. Realization of the complexity of what is accomplished makes it very difficult not to use the word miraculous without taking a stand as to the ontological status of the world." I'm sorry, of the word. So when God said it is very good, he was saying it is perfect. It is perfect. Scientists are agreeing. That is why I wanted to read that, because I wanted us to understand that there is not just the word of God that says these things, but scientific proof that everything is done to such a precision that if anything was just minutely altered, it would drastically change our existence and the existence of life on this earth. God did something so beautiful and so perfect when he created the heavens and the earth. When God said it is very good, he was saying that his creation was holy. That's what he was saying. He was saying his creation is holy, and therefore he was able to rest. God was able to rest. Living in holiness is quite simply fulfilling or functioning in the purpose for which you were designed or set apart. I'm going to say that again. Living in holiness is quite simply fulfilling or functioning in the purpose for which you were designed or set apart. As each part of creation fulfills with precision the function for which it was designed and created together with every other part, it brings perfect balance to the universe. Let's look at Psalm 133. It says, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore." There's a place of perfect peace and harmony where the Creator and the created are so perfectly in concert that the very essence of the supernatural comes bursting into the chaos all around us, breathing divine order into the abyss. It is in these moments that we come to understand the true meaning of peace that surpasses all understanding. This is a peace that can only originate from the Spirit of God. It is an attribute of His very nature because He is the God of peace. Jesus said, "My peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you." He goes on to say, "In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may also be." Further down, he says, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." And then a little bit further down in the passage, he says, "I am with you, but I shall be in you." There is a peace that comes, and we can find this peace that passes all understanding when God Himself in the flesh, who has gone to heaven, comes back in the form of the Holy Spirit and lives within us. Lives within us. He is the God of peace within us. You and I can walk in peace when we learn to live from the source of Jesus Christ. When we learn to live from the source of Holy Spirit within us. We cannot find this place of peace until we have been restored to holiness. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and 2 says, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." And then verse 3, the very first three words said, "And God said." And God said. The thing that I want us to see here is that there was an abyss. There was this formless void. And there was darkness. But then the Spirit of God moved. And God spoke. When the Holy Spirit begins to move over our lives, and the Word of God goes forth, the abyss, the darkness, the chaos can come into order. When you and I allow ourselves to be opened up to say, "Holy Spirit, move upon the chaos, the abyss of my life, and Holy Father, speak your words over my life," He can begin to move things and separate the light from the darkness. And separate the waters from the dry ground. And separate the waters above from the waters beneath. And He can begin to bring forth life-sustaining sustenance from the earth, from the ground, from our lives. He can begin to paint the skies and to change things all around us and allow our lives to begin to produce life. And for things to become into perfect harmony and perfect completion. But it's through the working of the Spirit. God brought chaos into order with two things. the Holy Spirit, and His Word. From the beginning of time, God has been restoring order from chaos. You may feel as though your life is in chaos. It may seem like everything around you has been broken or shattered. You may feel like everything in your life is completely out of place. I want you to hear these words. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. The last time I checked, God is still on the throne. He is sitting on the throne. And listen, the Spirit of God is moving. And He is speaking. He is about to speak into your life. He is about to speak into the darkness around you. Peace comes from order. But order is established by laws. Let's look at Job chapter 38, verse 4 through 13 and verse 33. This is God speaking to Job. He says, "Where were you?" This should be on the slides. "Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footings set? And who laid its cornerstone while the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy? Who shut up the sea behind doors when it burst forth from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and wrapped it in thick darkness, when I fixed limits for it and set its doors and bars in place, when I said, 'This far you may come and no further. Here is where your proud waves halt.' Have you ever given orders to the morning or shown the dawn its place, that it might take the earth by the edges and shake the wicked out of it? Do you know the laws of the heavens? Can you set up God's dominion over the earth?" This was God speaking to Job. He's saying, "I put things in place is exactly as they should be. There are laws that are governing things to make sure that they do exactly what they are supposed to do. Why doesn't the ocean just keep rushing through and cover the earth? Because God said, right here is where you stop. Why is it that every morning the sun rises and sets in the evening? Because God said, this is the designated time when you are to come." God placed things in order, and we see order all around us and we take it for granted. When was the last time that you were concerned that there wasn't going to be a dawn? When was the last time that you were worried about whether or not the sun was going to set? When was the last time you were afraid to go to the beach because you thought all of a sudden the waves are just going to come rushing over you and you were going to die? I mean, we take for granted the fact that there are laws all around us that hold things in order and in place. And because of those laws, there is peace. There is harmony. Can we apply this? Don't expect to have peace in your life if your life is not in order with God's laws. What is that emoji face? Don't expect to have peace in your life if your life is not in order with God's laws. If you want to be healthy, start applying God's laws of health to your life. What does it say? Everything in moderation. All right? How many scriptures are there about gluttony? I'm going to get off that subject real fast. If you want financial prosperity, apply God's laws of stewardship to your life. Set aside the first tenth of your income to God's house. Be generous and compassionate to those in need. Be diligent and honest in your business dealings. Do everything as if you were doing it for God. If you want to succeed academically, apply God's laws to your studies. Study to show yourself approved by God. If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. Put away all foolishness, the Bible says. Don't be given to wild parties. Always be ready to give an answer. Be quick to listen. Slow to speak. Slow to wrath. Always be prepared to give an account. Children, do you want to be successful in life? Apply God's laws to your life. Honor your father and mother, that it may be well with you, that you may have a long and prosperous life. Obey and respect those in authority. Treat the older women as if they were your mothers. Treat the young women as if they were your sisters. Treat older men as if they were your fathers. Treat young men as if they were your brothers. Hide God's word in your heart so that you don't sin against him. These are laws that are written in the word of God that you can apply to your life for success. If you want a successful marriage, apply God's law to your marriage. Husbands, love your wives. As Christ, listen, as Christ loved the church and gave his life for her. Can I take a second? I'm going to anyway. May as well say yes. You know, us guys, we think about being the hero, right? Oh, I would give my life for her. Let somebody come and try to mess with my woman. I'll show them. I don't think that's what it meant. I mean, that's great. That's good, right? Jesus is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. When he came to earth, he had every single right to demand allegiance, to demand that people worship him. But it says that he set aside his kingly robe and he took on the clothes of a servant. He set aside his wants, his desires, his rights for us, for his bride, so that he could save us, so that he could redeem us, so that he could bring us to him. We don't think enough about what the scripture really means when we read it, do we? God is saying, love your wife the way that I love you. I'm going to leave it right there. Wives, honor and respect your husbands. Show honor. Show respect. Hey, can I be honest with y'all? Us guys, we have chicken hearts. Okay? We need a woman to tell us how good we are. We need a woman to tell us how great we're doing. We need a woman to sit there and build us up, even when we messed up, even when we made a mistake. We need somebody to say, it's all right, honey. We're going to be okay. We'll get through this. Honor and respect your husbands. All right, moving on. Peace is found when order is established. Peace is found when order is established. You can walk in peace in the middle of the chaos if God's order resides within you. I'm going to say that again. You can walk in peace in the middle of the chaos if God's order resides within you. Peace is a fruit of the Spirit of God. What is the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy. Can we all say it together? Peace. Peace is a fruit of the Spirit. That's in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, if you need to jot that down and revisit it later. The Spirit of God moved over the face of the waters. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. Spirit of God moved over the face of the waters. Peace comes as the Spirit of God moves in your life. As the Spirit of God has place in your life. As God can begin to work in your life. We find this peace that passes all understanding. That in the middle of the storm, in the middle of the trial, in the middle of the chaos, in the middle of whatever circumstance or situation you are going through, you can somehow have peace. Because the Holy Spirit resides in you and is bringing order to the chaos of your lives. The Holy Spirit is taking the Word of God and He's applying it. The Holy Spirit is taking the Word of God and He's applying it. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God said, and there was. And God said, and it was. When God speaks, when God's Word, when we read the Word of God and we take it into our hearts and we take it into our lives, it is the job of the Holy Spirit to take that Word, if we'll let it stay there, if we'll let it stay in our lives, if we let it stay there and we don't rip it up because of doubt, if we don't throw it away because of the circumstances around us, if we can take that Word and we can hide it in our heart, I guarantee you the Holy Spirit will do the rest. The Holy Spirit will take that truth and begin to apply it to our lives and begin to set things in order as they should be. And we will find that we have peace. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 8 through 12. My goodness. The day is coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and Judah. This covenant will not be like the one I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt. They did not remain faithful to my covenant, so I turned my back on them, says the Lord. But this is the new covenant I will make with the people of Israel on that day, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds, and I will write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. They will not need to teach their neighbors, nor will they need to teach their relatives, saying, you should know the Lord. For everyone from the least to the greatest will know me already. And I will forgive their wickedness, and I will never again remember their sins. This is a prophecy of what God was going to do when He sent the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I am with you, but I will be in you. We were made to be connected to Jesus. We were made to be connected to Jesus. We were made to be in perfect unity with the Father. This is how we can find peace. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Jesus said, come to me, all who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I'm humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. If you want to walk in peace, if we want to walk in peace, we must learn to live from the source. We must learn to live from the source. Jesus, the Word of God, is the source. His Spirit at work in our lives releases His Word into the chaos, thus establishing His order. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom of God is not meat or drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When God is speaking these things, when Jesus told us to pray like this, he was saying, establish your order in my life by the power of the Holy Spirit. As we find that quote, that scripture quote was Romans chapter 14, verse 17. Hebrews 4, verse 9 through 11 in the NLT says, there is a special rest. There is a special rest still waiting for the people of God. For all who have entered into God's rest have rested from their labors, just as God did after creating the world. So let us do our best to enter that rest. Living in peace and walking in holiness is quite simply embracing God's restorative work through the blood of Jesus and living from the Holy Spirit as your source. Entering into God's rest only occurs when you stop trying to figure things out and fix things your way or on your own. God desires for you to be at peace. That's his desire. His plan brings perfect harmony. He will bring order to the chaos in your life if you will surrender to his plan. We all know this scripture, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. In closing, I want us to take a moment to reflect. Where do you find yourself today? If you feel that the chaos never stops and your life seems to be one crisis after another, I'm here to tell you that there is a God who can take our chaos and bring order into our lives. What is the state of your peace? Do you find it difficult to be at peace? Do you feel that one thing after another keeps pulling you into a state of unrest? Frustration, worry, fear, anxiety. Do you feel as though the weight and burdens of this life are overwhelming you and pulling you down into depression or despair? Jesus said, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God's word says that there is a special rest waiting for God's people. If you will fully trust him with everything, if you will fully trust him with everything, he will make you whole. He will make you holy. And you will find the peace that can only come from his Holy Spirit. Living in peace and a life of holiness are synonymous, because holiness is a state of wholeness. Wholeness is God's complete work of bringing order into our lives through the power of the Holy Spirit. When our lives are once again brought into perfect alignment with the original design of our Heavenly Father, we find peace. Peace is the confidence. Peace is the confidence that no matter the chaos around me, I am exactly where I am supposed to be, doing exactly what I am supposed to do. Because of that, I can rest knowing that in the end, it will all be as it should be. Because I have peace, I can say, I know that my God will cause all things to work together for my good. I'm going to ask for every head to be bowed and every eye to be closed in this place. If you are here today and you are struggling to find peace, if you have become overwhelmed by the pressures of this life, if fear or worry have crept into your life and you feel anxiety or despair closing in around you, if you are depressed, frustrated, or if you've lost hope and can't see a way out, I want to pray for you that God will bring order to the chaos in your life and give you peace. If you would like prayer this morning, I would ask you to raise your hand. I see those hands all across the building. I see those hands. Thank you. Now, if you are here and you've never surrendered your heart to Jesus, that is the first step. That's the first step to finding peace. He's ready to take control of your life. He can take the broken pieces and bring wholeness and healing. He can restore your soul and fill you with hope and peace. If you would like to surrender your life to Jesus today and allow Him the opportunity to turn your life around, would you just raise your hand right where you are? I'd like to pray with you. I see that hand. Anyone else? Amen. I see that hand. Amen. Let's pray together. Say this with me. Dear Jesus, I give you my heart. I give you my life. I give you control. I ask that you would take my life and that you would heal me and that you would make me whole. Fill me with your peace and let me know that I am your child, that you love me and that I belong to you. In Jesus' name. Now, Father, I just pray for everyone here that raised their hand saying, I need peace in my life. I need the chaos in my life to come into order. For those who were here that raised their hands and those who didn't raise their hands that know that they need you, I ask that your Holy Spirit would come even now. Holy Spirit, move. Move over the waters of our hearts. Move over the water of our lives. Move upon the chaos that is all around us. And may your word come forth, speaking to the storms and to the chaos within us, saying, peace, be still. Peace, be still. In Jesus' name, may you take that, may you take those words and make them living words within us as we sense that your hand is holding us and that you are changing us into your perfect image. In Jesus' name, may everyone say, amen. And amen. Can you give the Lord some praise in this place? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your peace. Thank you, Lord. We love you.